Forever Home Rescue Foundation podcast, where we hope you are staying dry through the 2 weeks of rain. Hopefully, better weather is ahead for us. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. We are glad to be on time this month and have a great interview with AFH foster Annette Anderson on tap, part two of our Fostering 101 series. So we're excited to get to that. My name is David. My daughter Lauren is not with me this month. She has a theater production this weekend, but that is okay, as we're going to do a quick reminder about Casino Night on May 21st and introduce our Dog of the Month, Chance, and get right to the interview. So Lauren will look forward to being back next month. And as I just mentioned, Casino Night is upon us. It's next Saturday. I should say this coming Saturday, May 21st from 7 to 11 at the Piedmont Club in Haymarket, Virginia. This is just a great event, folks. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a ton of fun. Great food and drink. All your favorite, Vegas casino games, blackjack, roulette, craps, poker, slots. Ton of fun. Silent auction has great prizes, great things to get. Thanks again to the Maryland Live Casino for being our presenting sponsor this year, and to all of the sponsors of this event, and for all of the volunteers that support it. It's a lot of work that goes into it. Get your tickets at the website, www.aforeverhome.org. They start at $85. And get them now because they're going fast, and can't say enough. It's a fun time. I will be there, looking forward to it. Our dog of the month for May is Chance, a 5-year-old Labrador Retriever mix. And Chance is just a very friendly dog who loves to take walks, loves to be petted. He was given up by his family who couldn't take care of him anymore. So he really is looking for a nice family, and he's doing great on his house training and basic commands. He gets along well with other cats and dogs, is energetic, but is well behaved around children, and knows when it's time to cool out. So he's really a cute dog, black in color, with a little white in front on his chest. Looks to be about 30 pounds, maybe not quite that much. And just seems to be a really friendly dog. Check him out. He's on page 2 of the available pet section of the website. Again, that's www.aforeverhome.org. And moving right into our interview with Annette Anderson. Just to set this up a little bit, if you haven't heard it, 2 months ago, we did the first in this series on Fostering 101 with Maribel Taylor Maddox from AFH, who kind of set the stage about what's involved in being a foster, the process, a bit about what you can expect. So we thought it'd be good to follow that up with someone who has taken that on and has done it for a while. So without further ado, Annette, here's our interview with Annette Anderson. On her experiences as being a foster with AFH.
Hi, this is David with the AFH podcast, and we are very happy to be joined this month by Annette Anderson, a longtime AFH foster, for part two of our Fostering 101 video. Annette, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background with dogs? Did you grow up with dogs? And then how did you get acquainted and begin to work with AFH?
I actually only had one dog during my lifetime, but I always knew I wanted to have a dog. And Maribel and I are friends from way back when, and she's the treasurer for AFH. And so I decided that we would first try out maybe just fostering. So we were going to do a temp foster. Maribel told me to come out to an event, and I did. And I ended up with a dog. So she's right there.
Yes, you're not the only one that happens.
Yeah, so I'm a foster failure, but I didn't even get to foster for the first time. So after she was a couple years old, we decided we would fulfill what we were going to do and start to foster.
Got it. Now in the first part of our Fostering 101 videos with Maribel, we talked about how important fostering is to the organization and some of the process of becoming a foster. How did you find that for you and your family? Obviously, it took maybe the second try to get into the actual fostering, but how has AFH been as a partner?
It's been wonderful. You know, Maribel told me to just jump in. So I kind of jumped in too hard. I got 5 8-week-old puppies from the get-go, so I had a really steep learning curve. But after that, I could take anything.
Sure. So, and can you talk a little bit about that? What is it, you know, we're hoping, you know, there's a lot of people, they come to fostering in a different way. They either thinking, hey, maybe this is a great starter way to see if I want to own a dog or have, you know, become a, add a dog to the family, or they've been longtime dog folks and this is another way just to kind of to give back and do that. So what kind of tips do you have as or advice for people that are thinking about it maybe for the first time?
First of all, I would say if you want to start slow, to take one or two dogs, maybe take a one-year-old or two-year-old who's already a little bit trained, so that you don't have to worry about the P factor. And also, if you're not home a lot, having an older dog is much easier. I'm home all the time, so I can take a lot of time with the puppies. So I only take puppies. I think it's easier for me. They go very quickly in adoption. I just love having them around. And my dog, who is now almost 8, she really likes having the short-term guests, but she also likes her guests to leave. So,
sure, yeah.
So we get our temporary fosters every once in a while.
Okay, Annette, can you tell us a little bit more about, when we talked with Maribel in the last video, we talked about the support from AFH gives to each foster. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, but also what fosters should consider, kind of what's kind of the week-to-week, month-to-month flow of getting food and supplies and things like that?
Well, from the beginning, they send out an email for everybody to see, and you can choose when you want to take certain puppies. If you're ready for one, if you have a couple weeks that you can devote to it, though you are devoted to this dog until it gets adopted, if you don't feel like it's the right time, then you can wait for the next group of emails that come through for other dogs, because there's always dogs in need. After that, you will go and do transport. You will go meet the dogs at the transport, and you will already have gone to the van that's full of dog food, and it has X-Pens in there if you need to make sure that your dogs are contained. There's even newspaper there if you don't have your own newspaper, and you can always ask for any of those things if they're somehow not there. Maribel's very good about making sure that everyone knows where the dog food is, where the van is. There's a storage unit that has the crates and leashes. You don't have to have anything of your own. They provide all of that for you. And all they ask is when you're finished, you bleach everything out and you put it back where you found it. And so even the medical is covered. If you see that your dog is a little lethargic or it has, it looks like it has some kind of cold or it has worms, then you can call Carmen. And Carmen will make sure that that dog sees a vet or that she knows what kind of vaccinations it needs. They're very on top of that, all of that thing. So, and so then your other obligation is to go to adoption events with your puppies to show them.
Yeah, this is about to say, that is the first thing any prospective foster should probably do is go to one of our Adoption Day events, generally every Sunday. You get to see the dogs, you get to see folks involved with the organization.
And maybe you won't actually adopt one like I did
the first time out. Exactly right. But you get a great feel for what's involved and the people involved by doing that. Any other advice? Thank you again for being with us today. Any other advice for folks that are maybe that are thinking about becoming a foster?
Well, I think you've nailed it. I think you just go to the event and see what it's like and talk to some people who do the fostering. If you're interested in doing it, and see what the obligation is for them. But you'll see that the same people that come all the time, they're dedicated to doing this. They love the puppies. They know that they're saving these puppies and that they're going to good homes.
Great. And I just want to reiterate a point Annette made earlier that, you know, you can look, she likes to particularly foster puppies. They're older dogs that maybe need a little longer commitment, something to think about. And that's one of the really interesting things about being a foster. You can tailor it a little bit about to your particular needs and wants.
Yes,
in that
my neighbor always takes a 1 or 2 year old. She sometimes will take puppies, but she likes the fact that she works part time, so she knows that she can leave that dog for a little bit longer during the day. And it's much easier when you do have actually children at home who can let them out after school.
Can help out
And give them a little responsibility too.
Great. Annette, thank you very much for all you're doing for AFH, for all the dogs you help and support, and for being with us on the podcast and this video today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
There you have it. We hope you enjoyed the interview with Annette. A lot of good information there. And don't forget, Casino Night, Saturday, May 21st. You do not want to miss it. Thanks, and Lauren and I will see you again next month.